www.ArmyMedicalCenter.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Anyone want to cure some cancer today? How about all cancer, just about? Let's do it. Let's do it, and let's not ask permission, shall we? Yeah, absolutely. We are going to cure cancer today and not get any approval by the Fear and Death Administration, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, or any politician. Blood-sucking leeches that most of them are. By the way, did you see Ron Paul was on Meet the Press this morning? Yes, he was. And it was David Gregory was trying to nail him, as they all do. I mean, but I think he was fair. He got the opportunity to answer the questions. And in this new opening of the Robert Scott Bell Show today, you heard somebody say, well, there's no way Ron Paul is going to be president. You know, I am so sick and tired of people just kind of dictating other people's realities. Whether he is or is not is secondary to the fact that if you believe what other people are feeding you, if you regurgitate all of the naysayers out there about liberty, oh, liberty can't exist. That's too dangerous. There's no freedom. There would never have been an American Revolution. Oh, we can't do that. I mean, because the king says it's not possible. And the king's court says there's no way the American people can secede from the King George rule. We can't do that. Are we a bunch of wussies? Are we a nation of wimps and wussies that we would go, oh, well, David Gregory or George Steppy Stephanopoulos says Ron Paul can't get elected. Who's going to say it next? I'm tired of this. Now, the fact of the matter is the younger people are the transformation. Whether you want to accuse the one Wall Streeters, what do you call the Wall Street sit-in people? The Occupy Wall Street. Isn't that interesting, the terminology that they're using, Occupy Wall Street? I'd asked this before. No one's really given me a good answer. Why did they use this occupation kind of context? Because we could see the occupation. And by the way, it was Donald Trump in the opening saying Ron Paul couldn't get elected. But, you know, Trump, here's a guy who's been bankrupt how many times and you know, bases his wealth on Keynesianism. Although John Maynard Keynes, who didn't like gold, who thought paper money was the answer for everything, it turns out Donald Trump asks for gold now. He accepts gold as payment for rent on his condos and such. It's a de facto gold standard that's coming back. Whether the government wants it back or not, whether the Federal Reserve wants it back or not, the fact of the matter is people are going to go, I don't want that paper. This is what's going to happen. And, of course, Congressman Dr. Ron Paul says, hey, why not free up competition right now? Legalize freedom. And that's what the Robert Scott Bell Show is all about. By the way, all the show notes up at robertscottbell.com. RobertScottBell.com. If you'd like to be part of the show for the next couple hours live on GCN, it's 800-259-5791 to call in live with a question or comment. 800-259-5791. This hour, we're going to cure cancer. Yes, we are. Yes, we can. Yes, we do. And we ask no permission. Christopher Barr is going to be joining me. I finally got a chance to finish reading his book on selenium, One Cancer Answer. And we're going to blow out of the water all of you naysayers and say, well, selenium's too toxic. We can't do that. No, 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 no. We're going to cure cancer. And selenium's the star. It stars this hour. Next hour, also, I'm Jim Navarro. I had him on during the week on the Robert Scott Bell Show through naturalnewsradio.com. Those of you new to the show, 6 days a week now, not only here on the broadcast through GCN, Monday through Friday through naturalnewsradio.com and all the other wonderful syndicators online picking it up. And you can always find out more at robertscottbell.com. And the new documentary film, Cut, Poison, Burn. We're going to talk about that as well as the raw milk riders. Very special event is moms are showing us some civil disobedience as they're going to transport raw, real milk across state lines and drink it in front of the FDA in Rockville, Maryland, coming up. Very interesting. Also, Michael Schmidt, who's on a hunger strike, Jim Navarro and I are going to talk about that hunger strike issue as well. Once again, 800-259-5791. You know what they say? The old generation has to die out before things change. Consciousness shifts. Now, that's not to say that old people aren't capable of making consciousness shifts. It happens. And there are old people. Can I say old people without getting into trouble? Sometimes I think I'm an old person. Been on the planet a while, not as long as some of my elders, but I respect them. But I respect the ones most immensely that remain open to changes, open to principles, recognize that they may have gotten stuck in the old ways that are wrong rather than right, and make changes accordingly. But by and large, it's the old people that have to die off, and I'm not arguing for eugenics. That is not the point here. We're talking consciousness, the old consciousness. And it turns out, looks like it is shifting. I have a story here at robertscottbell.com, right on the blog. And you can see it up there. Younger doctors, not as pro-vaccine as older ones. Younger doctors, not as pro-vaccine as older doctors. And this is evidence that, in fact, that the change is on, the shift is on. But how is that shift going to happen? Because young people are going to be exposed, whether they're going through med school or not, they're going to be exposed to ideas that were never present before in medical schools. And this, according to the Los Angeles Times, confirming what I've been saying for years. Eventually, it's going to shift. It's going to be self-evident that vaccines were a horrific mistake in the annals of Western so-called science. I call it pseudoscience, or basically the religion of modern medicine. At a time when enthusiasm for vaccination is waning among parents in the United States, a new study shows younger doctors are less likely than their older peers to be staunch believers in the effectiveness and safety of vaccines. Okay, it's panic time. It's panic time for the vaccine industrial complex because they're losing their own. They're very brethren. They're very indoctrinatees, right? They're the indoctrinators indoctrinating the future doctors of America coming up through med school. They're no longer having as much success in convincing these young docs that vaccines are the greatest thing since sliced bread, as they say. Of course, if the bread is refined and white, it is devoid of nutrients and it is crack cocaine bread as far as I'm concerned because of the lack of minerals, particularly the glucose tolerance factor chromium in them. But this enthusiasm is waning, bodes well, because they are on their last legs. Now, how many legs do they have? Are they a millipede? Are they a multi-millipede? Because they've certainly survived. I'm talking about the old doctoring ways that injecting poison into you or your children is somehow of benefit to you or your children. That we can somehow prevent disease by injecting toxic synthetic poisons, mercury, aluminum, antibiotics, foreign DNA from aborted fetal tissue and animal tissue, and all of these things, that somehow we were deluded into believing that that would somehow strengthen our immune system or protect us from dreaded diseases, childhood or otherwise. And then we've got the story also on HPV. This thing keeps getting uglier and uglier. And I hope you're following the SaneVax update. There's a big class action lawsuit started in Australia. Just got this from the SaneVax gals at SaneVax.org. Gardasil and Cord drug maker is now being sued out of Melbourne because a Melbourne, Australia woman who suffered an autoimmune and neurological attack after being injected, not infected, but injected with the cervical cancer drug, they call it, called Gardasil, leading a class action suit. They probably would not allow that here in the United States because of the vaccine court, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act. And, of course, Governor Moonbeam Jerry Brown of California sold the children of California out to Merck and perhaps GSK with their Cervarix by allowing 12-year-old girls to go into the doctor's offices and say, hey, doc, what is this about this thing? They might not say that, but the doctor will go, hey, I think you should get one of these vaccines. They could save you. And there's a story here that I have linked up through the blog at robertscottbell.com. It's covering Web Moment of Duh, WebMD. Girls more likely to get HPV vaccine when doctors recommend it. Well, duh. What 12-year-old girl's going to go in and say, doc, can you give me a shot? I need a shot. I'm about to be active in ways I don't want to tell you. They're not going to do that. and they don't want the parents to know, so they give them the shot. The girl could end up dead from a doctor's visit. No parental authority allowed or acknowledged in California, thanks to the dummycrats in California. You think that the Republicans have sold out the people to Big Pharma? No, it's the Democrats who are looking for money from any means, and they're willing to sell out the children in the name of the nanny state religion. Do you know that there is a religious institution, if you will? Well, we said there's a separation of church and state. The left doesn't believe in that. You think they do? They're always worried about a theocracy, right? They claim the religious right is going to kill us all. They're going to take us. No, it's the religious left that is, in my mind right now, much more dangerous than any religious right, real or imagined. The religious left has adopted the religion of modern medicine, and they sacrifice. Their sacrament's not a little wafer. Their sacrament is injecting children with supposedly sexually transmitted viruses for which you would normally clear them whether you had sex or not. And that's the untold story they don't want you to know as well about HPV. You can actually get HPV via no sexual contact. No, they don't want you to know all that. They just want to inject your children. Because why? Because the money of Merck will then be transferred into the coffers of the government of California, so that they can continue their largesse and rob the people of their liberty and destroy the families of California. And this is happening in other areas as well. Are you ready to wake up and stop asking permission where none is required? Occupy Wall Street. No, they're saying occupy Merck, occupy the Democrats, occupy the Republicans, occupy everything. But, of course, occupation leads to terrorism. So I'm not so much a fan of occupation per se as I am of elevating consciousness, raising awareness. We're going to do some more of that on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this. More on breast cancer as well. Chris Barr joins me next.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, I think we missed a public service announcement or something. I thought that was on the list there, Tom. Can you run that PSA? I don't want to get in trouble.
Breast cancer afflicts millions of women every year. We at RJ Morris want to help. This month, every time you smoke a pack of pink cigarettes, we'll donate a half cent to breast cancer research.
I'm smoking for my mom.
I'm smoking for my grandma.
I'm smoking for my daughter. So when she grows up, she won't have to deal with cancer.
Why is RJ Morris doing this? Because we care. That's why.
We want to do more to help than just walk.
Join us. Don't think of RJ Morris as a corporation. Think of us as a friend. A friend who cares about breast cancer.
Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Join us in the fight against breast cancer. And this month only, try RJ Morris Pink Chewing Tobacco. We're not exploiting anything. We just care about you.
What is that? Smoke for the cure? Now we're getting somewhere. The absurdity of all the pink ribbons, of course. RJ Morris, the big cigarette manufacturer, smoke pink cigarettes for the cure. We're going to cure cancer in a different way this hour because Christopher Barr, my dear friend, with his new book, Selenium, One Cancer Answer, 100 Years and Counting, joins me now. Christopher Barr, welcome back.
Hey, great to be back, Robert. Always a joy.
What do you think about smoking for the cure?
I love the little bit there. What a PSA, especially since it really puts a truthful face on the reality of the AstraZeneca-promoted race for the cure, which has always and only been about promoting AstraZeneca, tamoxifen, and not about preventing breast cancer.
Yeah.
Because if it was, they'd be promoting selenium, the most studied, most proven preventative and curative for breast cancer for almost 100 years. 1920 was the first study showing selenium with successful treatment of breast cancer. 1920.
This book, by the way, that you've put out, and thanks for bearing with me. It took me a couple of weeks to get to it with everything else going on. It's a very easy read, and we'll tell you how to get it as well. But when we talk about legitimate cancer, not prevention. I mean, prevention, yes, of course, Chris, but people are afraid to acknowledge for some reason that selenium can reverse cancer as well, and you laid it out beautifully in your book.
Well, it's been something a long time in coming, and it's a lot more that I could do, but I had to just hurry and get that out because this is the centennial of the first medically published scientific review of selenium treating cancer successfully, and virtually nobody in or out of nutrition knows these matters, these issues, so I just had to get the documentation out. And there'll be more details in years to come, but at least it's now in print with the history, with how much is published, medically published and shown and proven to prevent and to work as a curative adjunct, and also to dispel the myth of selenium toxicity. Now, understand when I say that, all myths have their root in truth. So there is a toxicity issue to selenium, but there's also a toxicity issue to oxygen. And I don't know anybody recommending that people should be careful about breathing because
right.
Oxygen causes oxidation, which leads to cancer. Well, oxygen is actually more toxic than selenium. So all this talk about selenium toxicity needs to cease. It's completely out of balance.
We need
almost untrue.
Well, we need really to start a whole, movement to stop oxygen because it's so dangerous.
Well, it's more dangerous than selenium.
Well, I know. That's the perspective here. Again, find out how do we get oxygen in a balance of air, right? There's all these other things there. And somehow we manage to get the oxygen we need out of there if, of course, there's not too much smog and, you know, pollutants as well in there that can kind of compound the problem of oxidation as well. But otherwise, it's life-staining, life-saving, life-returning. And in the case of selenium, which, again, you lay this out very well. Now, I covered last segment briefly. The story about the younger doctors are not as pro-vaccination as the older doctors. I think, you know, part of this is the younger doctors are going to have to get wind of the selenium reality that you put in your book so that they don't keep going back to this, oh, but it's toxic, oh, but it's toxic. Because you've spoken like 2 or 3 years in a row now at the Cancer Control Society's annual convention, which is I don't think anybody is allowed to do, but they had you do it. And you had to also counteract some of the wrong-headed understanding of whether selenium was really safe at what levels.
Well, it's amazing in a place where people believe in nutrition that when I asked for a show of hands, whether it was medical doctors' meetings or the general public meeting, are you aware that selenium may prevent or help prevent cancer? And virtually every hand goes up. And then I said, now, how many of you know that selenium has been proven to treat cancer successfully? And almost every hand goes down. Nobody even knows the oldest documented successful cancer treatment in history. Well, it's as old as John Beard's research. John Beard's research was published in 1911 on the trophoblast theory of cancer, and most people are aware of that in the nutrition industry, but they're not aware that in 1911 also was the first medically published report on successful treatment of cancer and elimination of tumors with selenium, 1911. And in 1920, breast cancer was shown to be successfully treatable. Again, in 1935, another study, those were in the British the British Journal of Surgery, and then in 1935 in the British Medical Journal.
Yeah, and coming back to understanding these in plain English, I mean, this is the thing you've done in this book. You've really laid it out, including relating a tremendous amount of case histories that help people understand how, in fact, it works when it's not even nothing's supposed to work, right? You're done. You're toast. How many times do we hear stories of people that were given up for dead or pronounced that they will be dead in weeks to months that are alive and well decades later due to utilizing whole food, nutrition, 100% whole food, and of course specifically now with selenium and understanding the mechanisms of action as well, so that it isn't just, oh, we're praying to the god of selenium, right? And, you know, who created all of this? Of course, but it's not that. There are practical, physiological, measurable things that are happening here.
Absolutely, and that's the whole frustration is this is all documented, measurable. Breast cancer, I lay out a case in there of a woman with stage 4 terminal breast cancer. She refused the chemotherapy and radiation and surgery and just hit the selenium hard because, well, she's an old friend of mine. She knew my work, and her husband did. And it's not just selenium. There are other things. But selenium is the root core of the issue. So she did everything, including 1,000 micrograms of selenium today in a whole food form. And 5 years later, she's still wheeling along in doctors have noted that she's cancer-free, although the chief doctor told her that he won't pronounce her cancer-free unless she lets him operate in the breast to make sure that there are no cells there, even though they can't see any.
Yeah.
So, of course, she told him go jump in the lake.
Yeah, well, stand by. We're going to jump in the lake on this break to refresh ourselves and continue our discussion with my dear friend, Christopher Varr, notadoc.org. We'll also tell you how to get his great new little booklet on selenium. Very affordable, but life-changing, so it's immeasurably valuable. Stay with the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming back after this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Local Army-Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
I want to reiterate the transformation of consciousness that we are living in the midst of. I mean, literally, the world is changing before our eyes. I mean, it's still the world, it's still the earth, still the universe, it's still creation. But so much of the awareness is shifting because of the pain, the suffering, and things that we may have all gone through or are going through right now, including those who suffer from cancer. Maybe, in fact, needlessly, because of what we now know, that selenium is the most important trace element. And we're not here to argue that we don't need other trace elements. That's not what Chris Barr has ever said. But specifically what we do know of selenium, it could literally transform the entire cancer industry, of course. It would eliminate most of it. And Chris Barr, I'm grateful for all that you do to bring this information out.
Well, it's been a passion of mine, starting with chromium. And chromium and selenium were two that were together in a forefront of new research in the late 70s when I got started. But most of the attention was on selenium, and I went the chromium direction because it was virtually being ignored and actually more important for daily living and a lot of other reasons than selenium. As hard as that may be to believe. But then I came back to, I never went far from it, but I started hitting selenium much harder in the last 10 years or more because I always knew the data that was there, and the people that I'd helped for so many years with chromium started coming to me and asking, well, isn't there something you know about cancer, my brother, my sister, my cousin, my so-and-so? And of course I knew, so I started telling people, well, yeah, there is research on that, and it's extensive. And lo and behold, I started getting my own personal observations, not just reading the research, but, colon cancer disappearing, breast cancer, terminal breast cancer gone, stage 3B ovarian cancer medically cleared, lung cancer, just lymphomas. And so now I'm not just talking about, yes, I know what the research says, I've seen it in people that I know, friends, and others that I've given an assist to for many years. So it was just way past due to get this information out, especially as, again, this is the 100th anniversary of selenium first being discovered as a cancer treatment. It was almost 50 years before they found, hey, we can prevent cancer if we use this.
Yeah, well, it takes, 100 years to figure this out? Well, it takes what it takes, but I think rapidly the window of ignorance is closing, and those who will choose the path of chemotherapy versus nutrition, I've defended their freedom to do so. I wish that it was done at least with some level of, okay, the doctors are going to be truthful and honest about what their treatment does and does not do. But so much of this is couched and phrased in glorious language and, of course, outright lies that nutrition does nothing for you. In fact, they try to argue against utilizing nutrition and selenium during chemo, and you have some stories of people that have elected to go for chemo anyway, and that survived and then ultimately thrived because they stayed on high-dose administration of this whole food selenium.
Yes, that's the wonder of selenium. Has actually been tested with chemotherapy. And if you're a doctor, you can go into Medline and just do a search for chemotherapy plus selenium. And there are numerous studies that have been done, and they always show greater benefit to those undergoing chemotherapy with selenium compared to those who don't receive selenium in those studies. It's a 100% constant. It's not an iffy, it's not a maybe, it's a for sure, and it's medically documented. And it's just not followed after. In fact, JAMA, just a week or two ago, published a big study, vitamin E increases prostate cancer, and that it was in a selenium study, and they had to be sure to get that in there, that it was a selenium study they found this in.
Yeah.
Even though there was no increase of cancer in the people getting selenium.
Amazing.
If you've read the fine print.
All right, Chris Barr, stay with me. We got another segment together talking about selenium, the one cancer answer, and single-handedly busting up the cancer industry after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
RobertScottBell.com, the website. Check out all the links today, as 6 days a week now. If you'd like to call in today, 800-259-5791 with your questions, comments, whatever. The movie Cut, Poison, Burn. We're going to feature Jim Navarro next hour. Fascinating interview. We'll talk about the raw milk riders. You renegades out there who believe in real milk. Oh, my gosh. How did anybody survive the Bible? We're drinking real milk. Oh, my goodness. We'll talk more about that coming up. As well as during the week, if you ever want to reach me or my producer or anything, it's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Available to leave a message 24-7. Love to hear from you. If you're not courageous enough to go on the air with me, you can always do it that way. Christopher Barr returns. Another segment here. His book on selenium, by the way, is available through our dear friend Jonathan Wagner at choosetobehealthy.com. And I checked, the number is working. Talked to Jonathan earlier today. He does have the books in stock. They're very inexpensive. Chris could tell us how inexpensive they are, in fact, but they're very valuable, beyond belief valuable because of what they're going to share with you. Jonathan's number is 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Chris, how much is this thing going for?
$10.
Oh, my goodness.
I priced it low on purpose. You know, it's difficult because, you know, people tell me, well, some people won't buy it because it costs too much. But if people see it too inexpensive, they think, well, it must not really be very good. It's only $10. So I'm kind of just throwing it out to make it more accessible to more people, and because the information is priceless. It gives specific data as to how to prevent, how amounts to utilize that others have utilized successfully in treating cancer. So it's very precise in the information given. It sources out the lie of selenium toxicity, that it was originally a lie from the FDA, that the FDA even admitted to 30 years later, which was almost 40 years ago, and still even the nutrition industry doesn't know that they've been lied to by the FDA about selenium, and that the FDA has admitted to the lie. But it's in the book, and it's documented.
Well, in addition to that, Chris, we have, and I've told you the story about when we talk about the GTF chromium, the food form, really, reversing diabetes, for instance. And I approached the manufacturer of that product, and they denied it to my face that it would do that. They were, and I, you know, I believe, I think we know why they did that. They are so, either they don't know, which I'd be surprised at this point, but let's pretend that they do, and then that, why would they deny it? Because they're so frightened of the regulators that if you have a nutrient that can reverse diabetes, or in this case, selenium that can reverse cancer, if you acknowledge it, that's why Jonathan Emord has had to fight 6-7 times now to beat the FDA back, simply to be able to communicate the God's honest truth about selenium.
Yes, these people are—they're scared to death when they do know something that is so dynamic, because they're under the thumb of the FDA. So they don't even want to acknowledge somebody else saying the truth about their product. And as you found out, they'll even deny it. No, no, it doesn't do that. Well, but wait—I have these people. I know because I've worked with people and I've seen them reduce and eliminate their medications. I've seen their blood sugars return to normal. No, it doesn't do that. But I have the proof. No, it doesn't do that. They're just afraid.
Yeah. Well, and I know, look, I'm going up. The plan is to go up to this raw milk riders. You know, these moms are planning to get some milk from a farm in Pennsylvania, ride it across state lines into Maryland, right down to the FDA and drink it, have their children drink it. And there are companies that want to support the efforts to be there, but they don't want their name mentioned because they're afraid of FDA retaliation.
Yes, absolutely, and they can be rough. The best raw milk cheese that I've ever tasted is about 60 miles north of me, and they got shut down, not because the FDA shut them down. It's an old trick they use. They ordered them to destroy some cheese that had been proven not to be contaminated, but a previous test had shown that it might be contaminated. So the FDA said, well, we want to dispel any doubts, so if you'll destroy that $60,000 of cheese, we'll let you make some more. Well, it's a small family business. That put them out of business. They couldn't recover from a $60,000 loss.
No.
On a bogus, it was part of the Rossum raids, that some of their cheese had made its way out there. They didn't even know. It wasn't bought by those people, but somebody had said, get this cheese in here.
Chris, you know, this is so disgusting. I saw Ron Paul on Meet the Press this morning, Chris, and David Gregory was interviewing him. And here you see all these people going, well, you can't cut the Department of Education. You can't cut the 40% off the FDA's budget. What would happen? People would die in the street. Listen, they're dying because the FDA has such a large budget. I am so disgusted, honestly, and I don't mean to be negative about this, but the people that can't wake up and see that the government is violating our life, liberty, and property, our freedom to consume the foods that we know are God-given that we're trying to sustain here on planet Earth. Chris Barr, hang out a little bit longer with me. His book, Selenium, is available through choosetobehealthy.com. Are obese people taxing the healthcare system? Turns out, in Canada, they might not be. This is a shocking revelation to everybody else, but not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll talk about that as well. RobertScottBell.com, coming right back after this.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24
4-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special thanks to Stephen Hewer of OneWorldWay.com for helping us upregulate our production of glutathione. Of course, selenium, critical for that as well. As my guest Chris Barr knows, his book, Selenium, One Cancer Answer, 100 Years in Counting, is now available through Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Chris, before I go to the story about obesity not raising, let's say, health care rates or whatever we'll talk about, the toxicity issue, can we dispel it once and for all here? I know the book does so, but verbally speaking, can we help people understand it is not really toxic in the way we're describing how it should be used?
Well, if you look at the documentation, that there is nobody in America who has died from selenium toxicity, and there have been people who have received, because of accidental overdoses, millions of micrograms in which they didn't feel very well, they were uncomfortable. But they weren't even hospitalized, let alone dying. It's a lie that came from an FDA study in 1943, and they couched it in words that they used a seleniferous diet. But when you looked at the details, what they used was a selenium-containing insecticide that they used massive amounts of added to a diet. And even then, they didn't find any cancer at all. They developed tumors in the liver because of the extra work the liver had to do because of dealing with this toxic insecticide. So from that, they declared selenium could cause cancer, even though there was no cancer at all. And it wasn't dietary. It was a chemical insecticide that happened to contain selenium in it. And 30 years later, the FDA admitted so in the Federal Register. At Congress, that study was, they didn't say it was a lie. They just said it was erroneous. Well, it was a lie from the get-go. And yet still this isn't known even in the nutrition community.
Yes.
You know, oxygen that we noted could be toxic because it causes oxidation. Well, selenium is an antioxidant. It's the balance for oxygen. The two work together, and one without the other is cancerous.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because of either one or the other. It's oxygen without selenium leads to cancer.
Yeah, and if you want to read more about this, it's in the book by Christopher Barr. Once again, we'll tell you, get it through ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Very inexpensive, but valuable beyond words, beyond measure, because it will prevent reverse cancer for you as well. All the information in there, in addition to selenium, which we don't have time to go into today. But, Chris, one story I did want to run by you. There is a prejudice against portly people. And they say, well, portly people or obese are all going to be, you know, they're all a drag on our healthcare system, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we've talked about it here differently in terms of toxicity versus just being overweight. The obese don't tax healthcare system. This is according to a new study published out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, a University of Manitoba study, followed 35,000 Manitoba adults over age 20, and they found that they were shocked, but it didn't increase the burden. They were no more likely, if you will, to be at risk of bad health than the people of normal weight. This is shocking for everybody in the natural health arena that just doesn't like fat people.
Well, the truth of the matter is the biggest reason for ill health is a lack of nutrition. So if the people who are ill that aren't fat, it's because they have a lack of nutrition. People who are ill that are fat, it's because of that same lack of nutrition. But people who are overweight, obese, fat, whatever you want to call them, because they like to eat and they're picky about what they eat and they eat wholesome foods, it's documented they don't get sick. They don't have out-of-balance cholesterol levels. They don't have all the chemical markers that are normally found in these so-called obese people, because it isn't the obesity that's the issue. It's the lack of nutrition, whether that's in an obese individual or someone who's thin. If you don't have the nutrients necessary, disease is the result, and it has little or nothing to do with being fat or skinny. It has to do with most people that are fat in America are fat because they're
starving.
Well, they're starving internally, and they're fat because of McDonald's and Burger King and
toxins, right?
Yeah, and eating white flour products from the grocery store, and they're eating junk and garbage. It's full of toxicity, which requires more nutrition, and they're not getting the nutrition that they need for basic purposes. So it's a double indemnity situation. It's not a fat issue. It's a nutrition. It's a nutrient issue.
Yeah, well, those prejudiced against portly people are going to have to reassess their perspective, if you will. But here we do not argue the fact that people that are overweight or obese due to the toxicity and deficiency of modern refined food, yes, they will have illnesses, perhaps as great or more great. But the point is, it isn't just fat. Again, our fat phobia is what is killing us. And as well, our CDC, our Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, are saying, oh, no, 88% of Americans consume too much sodium, never differentiating between the crack cocaine of the sodium world, which is sodium chloride refined out of life itself by taking all of the minerals that are present in salt that is real from the earth, so to speak, versus that which is refined out so they can sell those minerals and make a big bucks on it and then, you know, sell the poison to the people.
Absolutely. Again, the source and the form is the key, much more so and much more often than the item itself, one way or the other.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing that what we have to do, Chris, is balance out all of the rest of the medical mafia media, the pharmaceutical constructs and conflicts of interest. And our little old voices are trying to do something in the wilderness here. But as I say, consciousness is shifting, as evidenced by the young people growing up, those that are responding to the message of Ron Paul who love liberty, and those young doctors who say maybe vaccines aren't everything they've said they are.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I just saw a Freedom of Information Act finally granted this week, showing far more ill results from the hocus-pocus vaccine, that HPV, than has previously been admitted, including a tremendous increase in deaths of little girls being injected with that hocus-pocus vaccine. It's a fraudulent vaccine. It's a poisonous vaccine. And being covered up all for the benefit of Merck.
Yeah, well, we have done it. We have reversed and cured cancer today on the first hour. That's only the first hour. Thank you, Chris Barr. Get his book on selenium from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Remember, all the links are up at RobertScottBell.com. If you'd like to be part of the show, another hour, 800-259-5791. Cut, Poison, Burn, the documentary film. Jim Navarro joins me next. We'll also talk about Raw Milk Renegades. And until then, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.